This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Melbourne's airwaves are changing and you're invited for the ride. Rise Up with Ginny and Adam. Joy 94.9.
Hey Ginny, are we on?
Yes, we're open. We're officially in the line of fire. Do you want to go through the ABCDs?
I can't think straight at the moment. Why are we doing this?
I think an American child can be the strong medicine that gives you the wings of hope to continue this interview.
I think that would ease the royal pains and raise the three veils.
Well, let's go north to the Brickleberry and go looking for comedy in the Muslim world.
As long as you invite the Princess and the Marine and her nice girls crew, the Beat Cops and the Indian Cowboy, we can be dancing in twilight.
Well, we'll need to check with our stalemate at the agency, though.
If you're being Bin Laden, time to leave the singles table and start climbing the wisdom tree, because we're about to tell you why Johnny Bravo goes to Bollywood.
Well, the trouble with romance is we all think about a nip tuck and forget just how much love can reign in the world unseen.
We are quite the proud family here at Rise Up today, and we have a pocket full of dreams. On the tip of our lips, please welcome one of our favourite ladies, Sheethal Sheth. Welcome, Sheethal.
Well, hello. Hi. You guys have the best intros ever. I'm here listening to you intro, and I'm like, at first I'm like, wow, what are they saying? And then I'm getting it. And then I realize, I think the last time, Ginny, you and I spoke, you had a fabulous intro as well. And I can't believe you came up with another one that was equally awesome. It's pretty impressive.
Thank you very much. It kind of gets harder because your titles that you pick aren't very easy to put into a conversation.
That's why it's so impressive. You're making complete sentences out of them. It's amazing.
Next time, just do a movie called Good Morning and I'll be happy.
I'm going to work on that. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening.
Seems like you've been a busy lady. On Twitter, I've seen a few fans go nuts over your new app.
Yes, that's true. I released an app, if you can believe it. This is the woman who was against kind of even thinking about going on social media. Now I've become so, I love it. And I've delved right into the world of technology. And, you know, it kind of percolated the idea. I have amazing fans and they write to me all the time and they're very honest, good, bad, everything in between about their feelings about me, my life, and my work.
Wow.
And they're always kind of throwing out suggestions of things. And I love finding more ways of staying connected. And then I started hearing about app, you know, you should have an app. And I was like, ugh, I don't know what that is. And then I kept hearing it and it kept kind of coming up in different points in my life. And I thought, you know what, maybe I'll do this. Let me look into it. And so I wanted to have something that reflected me, that also had content that was unique to just the app and not stuff you can kind of find out in the world. And so I started developing it, and it took a while. It took a long time, and it was a labor of love. And it was released just this past week. So it's very fresh, very new. I love it. It's been really great to hear the feedback on it. People seem to really dig it. There's a lot of cool little features on it. We have a chat room where anyone app that can kind of go on and talk to each other, and I'm on it every day, and we can post pictures and talk and just kind of hang, which is awesome. And I have a section where I have my favorite kind of thoughts, you know, kind of displayed in one place. I have, obviously there's photos and there's exclusives, and, you know, I put kind of anything new coming up will always be on the app first. So it's kind of a fun thing, and you can just have it on your phone. And I know for me, when I travel, whether it be by car or bus or plane or train, I get caught up on stuff because my phone's there and I can read or listen to stuff I've been wanting to listen to or watch. And so now that you can have my app right on your phone, if you've missed, say, an interview like ours, or you want to see a trailer or you want to catch up on stuff, you can just put your earphones on and get all caught up while you're traveling. It's really great.
I'm downloading the app as I speak, so that's pretty cool. When I go home tonight, my housemates are going to say, what are you doing? I'm saying, well, I'm chatting with Sheethal Sheth in the Sheethal Sheth official chat room.
Yes, you are. That's awesome. No, it's really great because I kind of put all of the videos and interviews and everything on it so everyone can just kind of get caught up whenever they have a chance. It's so much easier than trying to navigate a website on your phone and go to different sections. It's all really simple and laid out really cleanly, which I'm really proud of.
And it's really cool that you do stay in touch with your fans so much because, you know, you do have I've only just discovered you thanks to Ginny, but, you know, having a look at some of the movie titles, seeing some of the work you do, especially humanitarian work, you're so well connected with your fans and, you know, just by what hearing you say this, it sounds like that you do spend a lot of time traveling for work, and you do get that downtime and opportunity while you are traveling just to catch up with everyone and say thanks and, you know, get more involved and see what people are saying to you.
Yes, no, that's the best part of it all, I have to say, just being connected to people around the world and sharing and talking and discussing and debating. I mean, that's the best part of my job. I love that I'm able to do that. It's really great.
I've got to say, Sheethal, a lot of listeners here absolutely love you because you have quite a following here with I Can't Think Straight and The World Unseen. And I didn't get a chance to ask you this last time, but I've been pressured to ask you this time. What was it like kissing Lisa Ray?
Well, it's not a bad job.
You've heard it here exclusively on Joy 94.9.
Well, she's stunning, and I think you guys made a gorgeous on-air couple. So I'm glad that you've answered that to all our listeners there who are dying to find out the goss on that. You've got a few new projects coming up. The Wisdom Tree. Tell us about that.
Yes. So that is a film that is coming out. We're premiering in San Francisco in December, and then it's going to start kind of making its way into theaters in January. And it's really a different film for me. It's sci-fi, and I play a neurologist. It's much more academic than anything I've ever kind of done in terms of a movie. And so it was a completely different approach to the work. I had a lot to learn about the subject matter because I'm supposed to be this brilliant neurologist, which I'm clearly not. And
you mean you're not? You mean that movies aren't real? That shattered so many dreams.
and so, you know, I did a lot of homework, but it was really fascinating. It's dealing with theories and principles about the world and life, you know, the intersection of quantum physics, neurology, and mysticism, and it's kind of pretty awesome. And it takes a dramatic narrative form, and it's got a lot of mystery and intrigue, so I'm really excited about people seeing it.
I've noticed that in your kind of repertoire of characters that you take on, you've taken on quite an eclectic range. Does that kind of help you with your own growth as an actress and, I guess, personally too?
Yes. I mean, you want to keep challenging yourself, you know, and you want to be able to do stuff that you've never done. I mean, that's the best part of being an actor. I mean, we get into it to act, you know, to kind of get into different people's psyche. And for me, you know, obviously, there's an aspect of myself in everything I do, but I don't want to play myself over and over and over again, you know, and the challenge is trying to get into the skin of different people. And so I feel actually very proud. One of the most proud things I will say about the work that I've done is how much of a range I've been able to do. I'm very grateful for that.
That's amazing. That's awesome. And I can't wait to actually see The Wisdom Tree, which is coming out. When is it coming out? Do you know when it's coming out in the US?
So, it's gonna go to different cities and different dates and so forth. But the cool thing, what I like about this filmmaker is that a lot of times smaller movies don't make it to every city. You know, they kind of just do the big cities. But what they're doing is if you go onto their website, which is just thewisdomtreemovie.com, you can go and request a screening in your city, and they'll make every effort to bring it there, which is really great.
And what about the opportunity of, say, going internationally so we can view it here in Australia?
Same thing.
Really?
They want to bring it. Yeah, absolutely. They want to bring it to everywhere they possibly can. And so I know that they've been talking to different countries as well. And so it's all possible.
That'd be really cool. We can have a Sheethal party here in Melbourne.
You'll be invited.
You have to come down.
Well, I was going to ask you, have you been to Melbourne yet?
I haven't. We talked about it last time. But the funny thing is I am getting married in a few weeks and we might come do our honeymoon down there.
Yay! We can definitely have a Sheethal party then.
There is a very strong possibility we vacation honeymoon in Australia and New Zealand.
That would be amazing.
I just love your fiance already.
We've been talking about it, and see, he's never been to New Zealand and I've never been to Australia, so we're thinking doing some kind of thing down there. We both want to learn how to scuba dive, so we might do that. We'll see.
Definitely. You'll definitely have to come down to Melbourne. You've got the best two tour guides to show you guys around while you're here.
Absolutely.
We can't help you around New Zealand, but I'm sure there's a group of sheep there that can help you guys as well.
I feel like there's so many, I've just talked to so many great people from your country. I honestly know that sounds lame, but I really have. I just want to feel, I feel like you have great peeps. And obviously it's a beautiful country and there's so much to see, but it's a great energy too.
Yeah, we're pretty chilled out here and we'd be really, really excited to have you. How are the wedding plans coming along though?
I'm over it.
Now, I've got to say,
I'm completely
you're from an Indian background. Is your family getting involved? Is it going to go over 12 days or 30 days? Or what's the deal with it?
God, if it goes over 12 days, I definitely will be jumping off of a building very soon. No. I mean, look, it is, there's a lot of preparation. This is the fastest, I don't know what we were thinking. We certainly bit off more than we could chew. I realize now we got engaged in March and we're getting married in a few weeks.
Wow.
And we're doing a destination wedding over 3 days, and then we're doing another big reception locally. So all within a week of each other. And so it's a lot to plan kind of 4 big events in different countries.
Wow.
With people coming from all over. And so we're very excited to see all of our favorite people, but it's so much to coordinate. And with both of us working and traveling on top of that, it has been very challenging. And I will say, I'm so over it. I just want to get there already and have fun.
I hope you have a really good wedding planner.
Well, I'm planning most of it. I have a ton of help. My family and his family and my friends have been amazing, but I'm pretty much the one planning.
Best you do that, because otherwise, you know, you'll turn up from all of your traveling around the U.S. and all the work, and you come there and it's like, I didn't ask for these.
Yeah, no, it's definitely, I mean, there's certainly coordinators helping me. We're getting married in Mexico and they've been very helpful. But at the end of the day, we have a certain type of taste and we want it to reflect that, you know.
Speaking of marriage, Sheethal, you've been a really big advocate for marriage equality worldwide. I saw you jump on board for the No Hate campaign. What's your views on it at the moment? Because we're still a bit behind here in Australia as well.
Come on, people! I just can't. I don't know what we're talking about anymore. I really don't. It's so boring in the sense of, like, the fact that we're debating this when there's so many things we should be debating makes me crazy. It really does. I just want to be like, let's get like on. I'll tell you what I really think. Well, I've already told what I really think. But one thing that irritates me the most, and I heard Cory Booker say this, and he said it so eloquently, is that you cannot have a majority vote on a minority issue. And that comes down to so many different issues in the world, whether it be gay marriage, whether it be diversity issues, racism issues, women's, all these different things. When you're having a majority, especially if that majority is a certain type of person voting on a minority subject, it usually isn't going to turn out the way it should. It won't be necessarily the greater good, and it's a harder fight. And so the way the whole system is set up makes it very difficult for the right thing to sometimes prevail. And obviously I want to believe in it, but it's kind of absurd that we're spending all this time, energy, and money over things that, frankly, are so silly.
Absolutely. And this is why we love you.
So hopefully you'll be able to come to some of our weddings very soon here. We'll have to send you an invite whenever our archaic prime minister gets around to it. And stops thinking about just women only as a you know.
She thought, what else is coming up for you for the rest of 2013? I heard something about Nice Girls Crew releasing a second season.
Yeah, well, yes, we did a second season, and it is right now playing. There's a U.S. cable service called Comcast, and anyone who has Comcast can get it for free. It's playing. It kind of picked up on their on-demand, which is really fun. And after that, it will be available online, so all of you guys will be able to watch it. Season one is online right now. You can just go on, search Nice Girls Crew. You can go to my website, sheethalchef.com, or Nice Girls Crew, and watch the first 5 episodes. People have responded so lovely to. They love it. It's kind of, you know, Arrested Development meets Bridesmaids. 3 females kind of being ridiculous, but it's awesome. And I think that everyone can identify with at least one of the characters in it, which is great. And we're all kind of proud. We did it just kind of for fun, and it's kind of become this fun little cult thing, and that's kind of awesome. And so we did a season 2, and that got picked up also, and then that's out, and people seem to really love it.
You know what? The next thing you need is an iPad, Ath, and have Sheethal on demand so we can catch whatever you're doing, wherever you are. Have like a video camera that follows you around for a year or something.
Oh, my God. Don't say that. You don't even want... If you could see me right now, I guarantee you that video camera would not be enjoying what I actually just came home from a wedding dress fitting. I have a scarf on. I have a script next to me. I have 4 bags. I have like literally every project that I'm working on right now surrounding me, and I have a blanket on me because it's freezing in New York right now.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That's actually quite a pretty picture you've painted.
Look, Sheethal, thank you so much for taking the time. I know that you're a very busy person, but thank you so much for taking the time to chat to us.
Thank you for having me. Thank you so much, guys. I appreciate it.
Melbourne's airwaves are changing, and you're invited for the ride. Rise Up with Ginny and Adam. Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.